Thank you, Brother John. It's good to come into your place of listening this afternoon on this beautiful day, wherever you may be. We trust that you want to worship and glorify God for what He has done for us. And we would like to say we thank son-in-law Michael Garrison for coming by here last Sunday, and Brother Kobe Chaneyfelt for his preaching that he does, and the singing that my grandchildren done. I appreciate every one of them. Appreciate them coming. Being said, doing such a good job, I may slip them in every once in a while and give the old man some rest, but it's just good to be here this evening. But I would like to give this announcement, but before we get into the Word of God, we'll be going back to Philippians chapter number 4 that was in the week before last. I'll give this announcement. There'll be a revival up at Mount Moriah Baptist Church, where we've been attending church at. Everybody in this part of the country knows where Dogtown is, where Aiken's Furniture Store is. You get to there and take your go east on 176, and it's about 2.5-3 miles right on the side of the highway. Mount Moriah Baptist Church will be revival there started today and then going through tonight, going through Friday night. And Brother Hanley Milby from Kentucky will be joining in with us tomorrow night, Lord willing. And if you hadn't heard this precious man of God, I may encourage you to come that way and be with us. An old timer, he's not one of these modernists, so come and be with us if you get an opportunity to be with us. So, Vince, we've got that out of the way now that we've turned to the Word of God and see what little we can find out in the Word of God today and see what men are saying, different things. But let's just find out something about what the Word of God says. I know men say a lot of different things. There's a lot of things that men say that this Bible don't say. I've heard it for years and years and years that the Bible said to be absent in the body was to be present with Christ. But if you find that statement in this Bible, would you please show it to me? I've searched and I've searched and I've searched. And I've seen where Apostle Paul said, I'm willing rather to be absent from the body than to be present with Christ. But I know how I found the saying where to be absent from this body is to be present with Christ. I've never found that statement in that manner. So if you find it, you'll help me by telling me where it is. But let's read in the Word of God now. Philippians chapter number 4 and verse number 19. And he said, but my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now we're living in a generation today that's got a lot of wants, and they want to consume a lot of things upon their own lust. But God said here, and this Holy Ghost speaking by Apostle Paul said, my God shall supply all your needs. Now there's a lot of difference in wants and needs. And the greatest thing that I see that this world needs today is some wisdom and knowledge and understanding from God. This world, people are running to and fro, and knowledge is increased, and they're ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. But I'm telling you what we really need. We need a good old-time, clay-soaking revelation of the grace of God. Now, that's something that we need. We need the grace of God. If you've got your Bibles, turn with us and mark down the scriptures as we get to them. And let's look in the Word of God, St. John chapter number 1. And verse number 17, the Bible reads like this. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Now let's go to Romans chapter number 5 and verse 20 and verse 21. Now, every one of you will agree with me that this world is waxing worse and worse day by day. It used to be year by year, got down to month by month, and now it's got down to day by day. You can see it changing, getting more wicked. And so we need a good rain of grace on our souls today. Bible said now in Romans chapter number 6 and verse number 20, moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounds, R is plentiful. If you want to mark, get it down just what the word abound means, where it's plentiful. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Now, if we're living in a time when the sin is waxing worse and worse and worse, ain't we living in a time when we need more and more and more of God's grace? Bible said that as sin has reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. So if they ever was, we know that the law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Amen. So we need more grace today than we've ever needed before. Ephesians, the Bible teaches us, and Ephesians chapter 2, it teaches us that by grace, through faith, are you saved, and that not of yourselves, but it is a gift of God. Amen. God bless your heart. And we'll read here now in Titus where the Bible speaks of. Titus in verse number 11 through verse 15. And let's look at what God's Word is saying about grace. Amen. Hey, God, we think grace is a license to sin. We took today and turned the grace of God into lasciviousness. I think that grace just takes our sin and covers them and lets us live just any way. But that's not what God sent grace for. God didn't send grace here. Hey, amen, to let us live just any way. But the Bible said here, amen, in this, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared unto all men. So the grace of God that bringeth salvation unto men has appeared to all men. And let's see what grace will do when it gets there. Amen. We're twisting grace around today to get our own meaning out of it. But God sent grace here, amen, to teach us how to live. God sent grace here to teach us what to do when conviction comes. Amen. God bless your heart. So we need. And God said He would supply all of our needs according to His riches in glory. And if we ever get grace, it's going to come from glory. It's not going to come from the White House. It's not going to come from the state house. It's not going to come from the county. But it's going to come from above. Bless your heart. What most of all of our government today is a disgrace instead of being in grace. Bless your heart. But the Bible said the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared unto all men. Now let's see what grace does when it gets here. Ain't God, it says, teaching us. I'm going to tell you something, friend. When the grace of God gets a hold of the heart of a man, a woman, boy, or girl, it will begin to teach us to deny ungodliness.
ungodliness, and worldly lust, that we should live soberly, righteously, and godly, in this present world, but the grace of God, that's been taught in our day, is a grace that'll come, and let you continue, in your sins. Thank be unto God, but we'll say, that evil men, and seducers, are waxing worse and worse, deceiving, and being deceived. And God, we say sin is abounding on every hand. But in Romans I read to you where the Bible said where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. Friend, hear me. When sin gets worse, grace will get stronger. When sin gets to her, it's on every hand, like it is in our nation, our country, and our world today. I'm glad the grace of God still teach you to live godly in this present evil world. Our friend, that's what grace come for. It didn't come to set you free, that you might live in your sins and continue on in your sins and say grace will take care of it. But when grace comes, grace come for a cause. It come for a purpose. Amen. It come here. Thanks be unto God to help us. It didn't come to turn us loose. He said, even so, grace might reign through righteousness unto eternal life. Amen. Let's look back just for a minute to the Old Testament, where the Bible said, in the days of Noah, amen, men's heart was on evil continually. Amen. Of the very imagination of men's hearts was evil continually. That's all they studied about. I was evil. Evil. Divorcing. Remarrying. Eating. Drinking. Amen. Shacking up and living together. All kinds of sin. Abounded. But there was a man there, as the Bible said, that found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Friend, I want to tell you, this generation that we're in today, how we need God to send a shower of grace like He did in those days. Amen. You know, when that grace got to Noah, Bible said here in Titus, grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us. I'm glad that when that grace got down to that man called Noah, there he was, just him, his wives and his son and his son's wife, only 8 people. Thank God in the Sunday school class that Noah had. But God looked down. Thank God He showered grace upon Noah. And the Bible said that God told Noah, He said, yet 120 years and I'm going to destroy all flesh. I bless your heart. But that grace that's out of said teaching us of deny ungodliness. That grace got in the heart of a man called Noah. And that grace of God taught him how to build an ark for the saving of his household. Friend, that's what grace is for. It's not a license to sin. It's not a license to live anyway. It's not a license to break the commandments of God. But it's a license how to teach you. And God, Paul said one time, he said, save yourselves from this untoward generation. How the grace of God, it'll teach you where to go, how to get there, what to do when you get there, how to dress on your way. Thank God, the grace of God, how to bring us salvation, has appeared to all men. And it come through Jesus Christ. Bless His holy righteous name. My friend, we're looking today at a generation. That word grace has been so much misrepresented. It's been abused. It's been kicked around. It's been twisted. Amen. It's been arresting the Word of God to their own destruction. But grace, friend, you know, when I was lost, the grace of God appeared to me, and it began to teach me how to deny ungodliness. Amen. I've said it a lot of times. When I was under conviction, I laid aside more weight and more sin than most people do today. I said they've been saved for 40 years. God's grace appeared to me. God's grace told me if I ever ain't God wanted to get right with God, I was going to have to separate from my sins. Amen. But we're living in a generation out of day of tell folks. Amen. When the grace of God gets there and begin to teach them how to deny ungodliness. We've got a bunch of multi-bag hypocritical preachers that'll say there's no use. Amen. And laying down this or laying down that. Brother, if God's grace said quit it, you better heed to the voice of a holy God if you intend to get right with Him. Amen. God told me when that grace got tired, I was going to have to quit my cussing. I was going to have to quit my drinking. I was going to have to quit my stealing. I was going to have to quit every ungodly thing. Amen. I've said it a lot of times. That morning when I went to the house of God to get saved. Amen. I went there for that purpose. I was to get saved. Thank God, the grace of God didn't tell me to take my liquor. How the grace of God didn't tell me to go in there cussing. How the grace of God done appeared to me. Done taught me to deny that ungodliness and worldliness. Amen. When grace gets there, it'll be just like Noah's day. It taught him how to build an ark. It'll teach you how to get to Christ. It'll teach you what to put on and what to take on. The grace of God is a teacher. Thanks be unto God. We want to use it. Amen. Like a spare tire. But the Bible said the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men. Teaching. Teaching. I thought this morning when I was taking a shower. I live in an old double wide house, brother, and I'm so proud of that thing. Amen. God give me a dry place to sleep. Amen. A bed to sleep in. I'm more satisfied with it. Thank God in the president is in a mansion. Amen. I bless your heart, but the thought began to run through my mind. I have insurance on this house. Amen. I've got fire insurance on it. If it catches a fire and burns, I've got insurance. But I thought how stupid it would be for me to lay there in a bed. Ain't God tell my wife to bring me a box of matches. Ain't God, I'm going to set this bed afire. I said, tell me why. Burn the house down. I said, well, I've got the insurance. What difference does it make? That's what we're doing with the grace of God today. Amen. He said, by grace through faith are you saved. How we're saved because, amen, grace once appeared unto us, we can burn. I'll do anything we want to, and grace will take care of it. If I set that house afire, and me in the bed, the house is going to burn, and I'll burn with it. Amen, I've got better sense than that, and I believe with all my heart, our friend, the grace of God has appeared to us, taking us out of denial ungodliness. How we twisted the grace of God around today. We've got it in kind of shape to where you can do anything you want to. Be a sodomite if you want to. The grace of God will take care of it. No, the grace of God will teach you that's abomination. In the sight of God. Let's say I can swap wives or husbands, you call. I can't get along with this or something. Amen. The grace of God will take care of it. I know the grace of God will teach you. One man for one woman for one lifetime. That's what grace teaches. Amen. You're twisting. You're abusing. You're trampling under your feet. The good grace of God. God's grace. Amen. It's teaching us to deny ungodliness. When we're using the grace of, we need a shower. The Bible said, my God shall supply all of your needs according to His riches in glory. Pastor said something this morning. Amen. I'm going to say what he said, but I'm going to use it in a different way. I said on the way to church, he was listening to a man on the radio preaching. And said a preacher was on there and said, the old preacher told him, he said the way to have a revival was get out in the sand and draw you a circle and get over in that circle and stay there until you get revived. Amen. I'm telling you, friend, how to get right with God. I draw you a circle. I get in the middle of that circle. I bury your face down in sackcloth and ashes. Humble yourself before God. And say, God, send your grace on my wicked heart. Amen. Teach me what I ought to do. How you go to an altar today. How somebody come take down and try to read you in. Another pat you on the back and say, lay it all down. Another will come and say, hold on. I mean everything in the world. How men will tell you today. But I'll tell you what the grace of God will do. It'll teach you to seek the face of God. It'll teach you to repent. It'll teach you to turn. It'll teach you, amen, to deny ungodliness and live soberly and righteously and godly in this present world. And the grace of God will not teach you to break His commandments, friend. Amen. You can do whatever you want to with that. I'm just going to get to you and cost you a dime.
But when that grace fog cuts out, the Bible said, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust. Now listen what the Bible says. And we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. I'm going to tell you, when grace gets in the heart of a sinner, grace deals with a man, it'll change his outlook, it'll change his uplook, it'll change everything about him from the inside out. Amen. If I had time for about 2 hours, I'd preach on where your wickedness is coming from. It's proceeding from the heart. But when grace gets there, it'll teach you how to deny ungodliness. It'll teach you to look for the Lord. Amen. I'm glad I know what this book says. I'm glad that I know what the Lord taught me. Amen. He taught me how to leave some things alone. Preacher, the life that you live, I bet it's boring. I'm happier right now than I've ever been in all my life. Amen. Why, preacher? Because how the grace of God come my way. And it began to teach me to deny ungodliness. He didn't tell me to go get me some Christian beer. He didn't say go down yonder and get anything you want. Thank be unto God, he said, how to deny ungodliness. And you know what that grace done? It led me right to the foot of Calvary. Thanks be unto God, will put a spirit of repentance in me. As it told Noah how to build the ark, that same grace I told Noah to build the ark. I told me, amen, to come to Christ. Thanks be unto God, he is my ark. Amen. He's the chief cornerstone. He's what I'm building on. Hallelujah. If I had a good health, I'd run halfway home just thinking about what God has done for me. Amen. We're twisting the grace of God today. He turned it into lasciviousness, using it for a license to sin. I'm a friend, when the day of judgment come, you're going to face. Jesus said, the words that I spoke unto you, they shall judge you in the last day. And I'd say everything from the first word in Genesis to the last word in the book of Revelation that's inspired by the Holy Ghost. Amen. And we're going to face it just as sure as I'm standing before this microphone. You know what you do? You get inside that circle. As I talking about a while ago, get on your face. Amen. I know these clouds out there. But you get on your face and pray for God. Amen. To send a good shower of grace upon you. I'm going to tell you something. If you get it down here and it gets on you and gets in you, you're not going to be much like. I was talking to a man the other day. He's talking about having friends. I said, I ain't got many friends and neither have you. I said, I'm acquainted with a lot of people, but I ain't got very many friends. That grace of God, when it begins to teach you and you begin to separate yourself from this world and separating yourself to the Lord Jesus Christ, the world's going to turn against you. The world's going to hate you. The world's going to despise you. But that grace, where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. Boy, as the sin gets worse in this world,
more we need grace. Amen. We'll have a revival this week. Boy, and I hope grace falls. Amen. I hope grace falls. Well, I see our time coming on. This time we'll turn it back to Brother John. See you next Sunday, Lord willing.